Michal, just like the menfolk, Donegal ladies began their campaign this weekend as well, and away to Westmeath.
Westmeath in the morning. I mean, you know, it's an early start for us, but I mean, you know, like, you know, when you're training during the last number of months and weeks, I mean, you know, tomorrow is where you want to be, and you want to be getting out playing these games, and that's what we do all the training for, and looking forward to getting away, starting in the league tomorrow against Westmeath, and that's down in Mullingar.
Yeah, and of course, before we look at that game in depth and talk about your team in terms of that game, a hectic schedule of games over the next, what, 7-8 weeks?
Yes, Tom, they're coming fairly hot and heavy in that. I mean, we'll wait to Westmeath tomorrow. We have Laois at home next weekend, and then we're away to Sligo. We get a break for a weekend, and then we're away to Kildare the last weekend in February. So, I mean, you know, all in all, I mean, they're coming fairly fast to us. I mean, but, you know, that's what you want to be doing. You know, when you're training, you want to be playing games, and, you know, if we can get the results, that's the big one now.
And of course, at last year's beaten finalist, after a great run in the league, winning all their opening series of games, obviously that has to be the target again this year.
Yes, Tom, that's what we're looking for. I mean, that's our first goal, is to win Division 2, and, you know, that's where we set up our stall at the moment. And, you know, we're not looking at any pass more than Westmeath tomorrow. I mean, like, we all know about Westmeath, and basically they ran Armagh very close in the championship this year, and only for one of the girls with Finbin, they probably, you know, could have caused a huge shock there and beaten Armagh. So, I mean, we know it was a big task tomorrow, and, you know, we're down in Westmeath, and it's in their own home garden and that. So, I mean, we're looking forward to that game, and, you know, we know we have a team that's well capable of beating Westmeath. I mean it's very important that we get a performance out with the girls on the day, and you know, they're the girls that cross the white line, and you know, we can put everything in place, but I mean, they're the girls that have to deliver on the pitch, and I have no doubt these girls will deliver on the pitch.
Yeah, and of course, just going back to that task of reaching the league final, because only one team goes up, and that's the league winners, I suppose made a little bit more difficult the fact that you have 4 away and only 3 at home.
Yes, and that, I mean, you know, and you know, the games are away a bit. You know, they're a bit of travelling, you know, away to Meath and away to Kildare, and they're all tough games. I mean, but you know, we'll take it game by game, and you know, if we, you know, our first 2 games are going to be very important to us, because you know, they're 2 huge teams, with Meath and Laois, and that, I mean, Laois, who were in Division 1, have come down this year. I mean, so we have them at home, hopefully in Bundoran next weekend. But I mean, if we can get results out of these 2 first games, it'll be a huge start to us, and that we're looking up past any of these 2 games, and so they are very important to us.
I know. Talk to us about the squad this year. I know when you were on a couple of weeks ago with us on the GA programme on the Wednesday night, the only one really absent is Aoife McDonald, who's away in Australia, I think.
Yes, Aoife McDonald and Rashi McCarthy are the 2 away. Now, Niamh McLaughlin is also away, but Niamh has come home. She came home on Friday night. She came back from England for the game and that. So, basically, we have nearly a full hand to pick from Tom, which I'm very happy with. And the only injury worry we have, basically, is Karen Guthrie, that had a knee operation there, basically, in January. That means, so she'll be out for another 3 or 4 weeks. But after that, we have a full hand to pick from.
And tell me, how has preparations gone? Because I know what, you only got back to training, really, since Christmas.
Yeah, Tom, we've been out basically in December, the beginning of December. I mean, there's a good feel buzz there. I mean, and you know, the girls are gelling nicely together. I mean, and you know, a great basically sense of pride there. I mean, and people want to play for the jersey, and that's very good. We have a squad of about 35 girls there at the moment, and every one of them, you know, can do a job on any given day. And you know, basically, they're going very well. We played 2 challenge games. We had one against NUIG in Galway, and then we played Galway last weekend. And you know, we came to both them games and won them, and we didn't have our full team out. So, like, we've been very happy, you know, with the preparations are gone, the way the girls are committed, I mean, and the way they're focused. And, you know, we can't ask any more than that. I mean, and these girls, basically, you know, are going 4 nights a week. I mean, 2 maybe in the gym, 2 training, I mean, and they're putting in a huge effort. And, you know, we're looking forward to tomorrow and getting out in the first round of the league, and hopefully, please God, come back up the road with pints tomorrow. And that's what it's all about.